The three others nodded amiably, and Kevin was suddenly struck by how huge they all were. They made Martinez look like a plastic doll. Their legs seemed impossibly long, disappearing beneath the table. Kevin turned his attention to their faces. A lifelong sports fan, he had no trouble recognizing two of them, Patrick Ewing and John Starks. He was at a blackjack table with three star basketball players from the New York Knicks. No wonder so many people are gathered around the table. Kevin glanced at Martinez again, but his teammate was ignoring him. He'd already passed the count, so nothing else mattered. Not the fact that there were celebrities at the table, not the crowd standing behind them, not the pit boss who was looking over adoringly at the enormous men with deep, deep pockets. Kevin turned his attention to the betting circles. One of the Knicks had $300 down. Starks was betting $250. Ewing had $500 in front of him. Kevin placed two $500 chips into his circle. The third Nick shook his head, impressed. Hey, big money! That's how it's done! He took a handful of cigars out of his pocket and offered them to the table. Ewing and Starks each took one. Martinez declined. Kevin shrugged. What the fuck? He could be back in Boston sharing a beer with Felicia at some fraternity party. Instead, he was smoking cigars with the New York Knicks. Thanks, he said, letting Ewing cut the tip for him with a cigar cutter. You guys here for the fight? Nothing like Vegas on fight night, Ewing responded. The cards started to come out, but Kevin barely noticed them. He kept one eye on Martinez, waiting for the signal to raise or lower his bet. Otherwise, he was a gorilla, unthinking. He had been called into a +12 deck, eggs, so the odds were nicely in his favor. Over the next hour, Kevin led the Knicks in an impressive slaughter. He racked up $10,000 in profit, earning applause from the crowd by splitting tens twice and doubling down on an eight. By the time he rose from the table, the Knicks were inviting him to an after-fight party in a celebrity suite at the Mirage, and Ewing was asking him for stock tips. They had somehow gotten the impression that his father ran a billion-dollar hedge fund. Nobody was even giving Martinez a second look. He vanished into the crowd while Kevin colored up his chips. Kevin's head spun as he stepped away from the table. This was better than he had imagined. He wished there was someone back home he could call, but the only people who would appreciate it were here with him. He checked his watch, realized it was time to shower and change for the fight. He glanced back toward the other tables to see if Kiana and the rest were already on the move. He didn't see the spotters. But as he was about to turn back toward the elevators, something else caught his eye. A short, stocky Indian kid was sitting at a blackjack table 20 feet away. The kid was unremarkable, dressed in khakis, betting the table minimum, patiently studying his cards. The strange thing was, Kevin recognized him. His name was Sanjay Das. He and Kevin had taken physics together 2 years ago. He was in Kevin's class at MIT. Maybe it was a coincidence. Maybe he was just in town to see the fight. Or maybe there was something Mickey and the others hadn't told him. Maybe Mickey's team wasn't the only MIT game in town. Kevin decided to put the thought aside for the time being. He could ask Martinez or Fisher about it when they got back to Boston. Now, it was time to celebrate.